have your say and be part of John McKenzie's morning. 1-300-872-911. 4CA.
Very interesting story on page 2 of today's Courier Mail. You might remember just a few days ago we were talking about this incredible surge in the popularity of Pauline Hanson, not so much at the federal election, but since. That popularity, according to figures that have just been revealed, has doubled. It's the same sort of phenomenon we saw back in the late 90s, which saw her pick up 11 Queensland seats. It just blew everybody away. Nobody was expecting it. And what Barry O'Sullivan is saying here is be careful. It's going to happen again. He's saying to his LNP, or to the coalition, basically he's saying to the major parties, that this is the canary in the mine. There are matters that need to be addressed because Australians are very worried, particularly about immigration policies. Now, it says in the Courier Mail today, he's called for migrants to be quizzed about their religion, to weed out extremists, including Muslims, who adhere to strict Sharia law. Now, there's been a hell of a lot of exposés just in recent times about the extent of Sharia law now being practiced, would you believe, in parts of Great Britain. And, of course, we've seen what's been happening in Europe recently. Now, the federal government backbencher said he would push for the crackdown as part of a more hard-line immigration policy to win back former coalition supporters who voted for Pauline Hanson. He's warned that she had capitalised on community anger about migration. He said his own side of politics needed to respond accordingly to both reflect these concerns and to take on One Nation. It's like the 90s being revisited, isn't it? But Barry's been very quick to identify this threat, and he's with me on the line, the federal senator based in Toowoomba. Barry, good morning.
Good morning, John.
Interesting, Barry, that you're coming out saying this ahead of so many other people who must have already sniffed the wind and realised what was underway.
Well, I think one of the challenges is, John, people are increasingly finding it hard to express themselves on some of these, you know, what are regarded as controversial issues. It's not just to do with immigration settings. Of course, we know, you know, on a number of controversial social challenges we have, you know, the majority remain silent on the issue because they find it very difficult to express themselves. You can attract vilification for having done so. I've got a number of colleagues who've been at the sharp end of that, of course, and, you know, the most prominent case was Corey Bernardi, Senator Corey Bernardi in Adelaide, where his office was, you know, trashed and the subject of quite a violent demonstration. So you find many colleagues are cautious. This has been growing in my mind and during the activity, not just during the election, but prior to it. I've picked up a real sense that Middle Australia, as we refer to them, have a valid, in my view, a valid and serious concern about this. So in line with my role and responsibility as a member of parliament representing people, I've just decided to start talking out loud about it and expressing myself.
I think you've identified something very real. You've just also touched on something that so many people are starting to realise. Now, you talked about people not wanting to speak out about it, that they find it hard to express themselves on these matters. Well, it's not so much that it's hard, but they have seen what's happened to people like Corey Bernardi, and they know that political correctness will hold a penalty for them too if they do speak out. So what they see happening, they keep to themselves, but when a poll comes around, or when, more importantly, an election comes around, this is where so many of the pollsters are taken by surprise because they haven't tapped into that level of reluctance that is a result of these nasty attacks from the politically correct brigade.
Correct, 100% correct. And you know, you can take all the polls you like, but an election campaign is the one that crystallises it often, and we've just seen the effect of that in this last campaign. So, you know, I just think that one of the primary responsibilities of the government, and most certainly of a Member of Parliament, is to keep their ears wide open to what community-centred sentiment is on issues, and it must be reflected in what they do. And that's why I'm calling for immigration to be reviewed. I'm not looking for a set exclusion principle, so I'm not opposed to a decent, moderate person of the Islamic faith coming to our nation. There are many of them here, we know them. I know many of them. I've worked with them all around the world, the moderates in Islamic faith. But this is about individuals who are at the extreme fringes. And I think that we've just got to increase the grade of the filter as we peruse their application, ask them some key questions. And when we find that the things in their heart that are not consistent with the sort of community that we want here in Australia, we need to move on to the next application form. It's not as if we're short of applications. Mm.
Let me take you back, and you would have been a relatively young man back then, but you will know what happened back in the 90s and how the Howard government did make adjustments. At first, I think they were in denial, but then they realised something had to be done. You now hear John Howard coming out and saying to people, attack Pauline Hanson at your peril. So if you don't mind, just compare with what happened back in the 90s under the Howard administration and what needs to happen here now. Are there similarities?
Well, look, I think Pauline's the One Nation message this time is a completely different message. Last time, and let's talk about more her engagement in federal politics, last time this call for some blanket immigration stop on all people from Asian nations, I mean, that wasn't a very sensible position. And, of course, you might remember she had a real struggle around that, even though she had some successes. But on this occasion, what's happened is the Hanson message is resonating. I had a group of people, I won't mention the district here, but it was in a district on the Darling Downs where about 60 just ordinary middle-class Australians like you and I, mums and dads, children in education, struggling with their businesses and all those sort of challenges we have in our daily lives. And we got into a discussion about these six or seven young men who were apprehended in North Queensland. You might remote, they had a boat and they were headed off overseas. And I threw a line away that said, look, you know, in my heart of hearts, I thought rather than spending millions of dollars on tracking them and identifying them and following them and surveilling them and now millions of dollars on the judicial process and perhaps their incarceration and so on, I thought we should have bought them a couple of gallons of marine gas, John, and give them the tide table. Now, this crowd of ordinary 60 or 70 people broke into rapturous applause when I made that statement.
Yeah.
And that really crystallised it for me that these good, decent, ordinary Australians, like me, just wants to see that we do whatever we can to protect the front door. We've done a pretty decent job on the back door. We've stopped the boats. And forced those people to go back into the immigration waiting line. Now we just need to do a better job of profiling not the people we want necessarily, but being alert to profiling the people that we do not want.
Yeah.
And that's all possible. We do it in our lives now. I do it when I employ people. I spend hours and hours checking on what they're like, what their attitude will be, checking their references, doing all the sort of due diligence you would expect me to do. And I just say that, you know, we need to start to introduce that into our government application process. And if you're not going to ask someone who they, what their religion is, and I'm not afraid to declare mine, I'm a Roman Catholic. Mm. I'll fill it out on any form you want to put in front of me. But what that will indicate to you is, all right, these are the sort of things I need to look for. You know, is this man in an extreme right Christian group? Mm. You know, do they eat snakes and do they worship, you know, all sorts of things? That's what it is. It's nothing more than an indicator.
Yeah. This has been very interesting today, Barry. Thank you.
Thank you, John. I appreciate the opportunity to talk.
Senator Barry O'Sullivan, he's the federal senator based in Toowoomba. Now, I'm going to cross shortly, I would imagine, looking at the time, to Melbourne. And